The second prong requires more explanation. The tech titans are mostly two-headed beasts. They not only operate a market, but compete in it too. Amazon owns the world's biggest e-commerce marketplace and also sells products on it under its private labels. Apple hosts the App Store on the iPhone, but also offers its own apps. This creates incentives for these firms to promote their wares unfairly, for instance by showing them at the top of the result pages of their search engines. Ms. Warren wants operators of any online marketplace which generates annual global revenues of more than $25 billion to be declared platform utilities and prohibited from both owning a platform and doing business on it. At a minimum, this would mean, for instance, that Amazon would have to spin off its private brands, in particular Amazon Basics. Apple would have to shed such apps as Mail and Maps. Determining the effect of breakups is tricky, though an analysis of the revenues of various parts of the tech titans' businesses gives a sense of their worth. Equity analysts who engage in sum of the parts, or SOTP analysis, also try to estimate the value of bits of a business using similar firms as a yardstick. Their overexcited assessments of how much these might be worth sometimes look like flights of fancy. But the approach may work reasonably well for business units that have closely comparable peers, such as Instagram. In June, Bloomberg Intelligence reckoned that Instagram would fetch $100 billion, although some in Silicon Valley put the number much higher at around $200 billion because of its fast growth. Brent Thill of Jefferies, a bank, values Amazon's online retail business, including Amazon Basics but without its marketplace, at nearly $200 billion, and the firm's physical stores, mostly Whole Foods, at up to $6 billion.